You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not a ministry to compete, you are a ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do this too well. Hallelujah. You know, while Streams of Life was ministering, that song came to my spirit. For the place that I am now, right, can no longer contain my destiny. That's a song of breakthrough. Have you ever been at that spot where everyone believes you're doing well, but you know you could do better? You know you were made for more. They will praise you and say mighty things, beautiful things about you, but something tells you on your inside that according to the grace and the measure given to you, not enough. You can do more. Hallelujah. Lift your hands one more time and say, Lord, I break through. In all aspects of my life, I break through. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hallelujah. Can we give God praise and bless God for Streams of Life? Come on now, do it well. Do it well, do it better. Hallelujah. Now, God bless you. You may please be seated. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, I want to show you something very important. This morning teaching is a lot. And trust God, it's going to be a great time in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a big amen? So, I want you to please pay attention, pay keen attention, because there's a lot that God will reveal to us. Amen. So I want us to read Matthew chapter number 24. Let's read Matthew chapter number 24 so we can understand. Well, what we're about to discuss. So, we've been taking the reading from verse 1, and then our last Bible study, who was really blessed? Amen. Alright, so, we stopped at verse 12, that says, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. So, I took you on, don't lose your first love. So, I'm going to continue now, verse 13, is that okay? I said, is that okay? Alright, good. So, You can title this topic, this subtopic, the message of the kingdom. That's the last message of the church. We've had different movements, prayer movement, holiness movement, healing movement, faith movement. The last movement that will usher in the coming of Christ is a combination of all in different aspects of the church and the world at large. It's called the kingdom movement. Are you following that? The kingdom movement. That's the last message of the church that will usher in Christ. And I will show you the reason why it is important. Alright, because an average Christian believes that God is a mediocre. An average Christian believes that God will send down his only begotten son to come to this world to die so that just a few, microscopic few, will make it to heaven. And that's a lie from the pit of hell. Alright, Matthew 24 from verse 13. He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Verse 14 now. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then shall the end come. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness. Somebody say the gospel of the kingdom. Say it again loud and clear. Now, it is important the church understands that the original intention of God was not for a church. The original mind of God was not church. The original mind of God was a family. That was his intention. Right from the beginning, what God intended, what God wanted, was a family. He wanted to have man in his own image and relate with man as a father. Alright, and the enemy discovered somewhere along the line that there was a porous line. He exploited it and then hijacked man from God. So God's original intention was family. Are you following me? Alright, but when that failed, then God began to give man plan B. For those who have been in Amazing Grace service, we began to talk about how there was an attempt using the blood of bulls and rams, and which could not make those that come to it perfect until there was what we call the New Testament or the New Covenant that was enacted by the death and the blood of the testator. So, what is happening? God wants to have, please pay attention, He wants to have the entire system of the world to Himself through His sons. Let me show you something. Luke chapter number 4. Turn your Bibles there quickly. Luke chapter number 4. Let's start the reading from verse 4. Luke 4. Let's start from verse 4 so we can have in-depth understanding of this. And Jesus answered and said to him, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from God." Alright? And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of this world in a moment. All the kingdoms of this world in a moment of time. Yes, verse 6. And the devil said unto him, "All this power I give to thee, and the glory of them, for that it is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it." So there was something that Adam had in the beginning that I'm not sure he knew he had. It's called the kingdom power. So please pay attention. I told you before that God's original intention was to have a family, right? Good. And then the family will multiply and fill the earth. And when that happens, there is a kingdom that is already established that is of God. But the governing of the kingdom is through man. So, when Adam failed in the beginning, the devil said to Jesus in Luke 4, he didn't make this disclosure before until he saw a reason to. He said, "I'm going to give you all the kingdoms of this world, for it has been delivered to me." And listen, this is where the issue is. "To whomsoever I will, I give it." To whomsoever I will, to those I wish to, I give it. If the devil can give anybody he wants to the kingdom, the glory of it, and the power, how much more God? Let me show you another scripture for the sake of emphasis. Is that okay? Turn your Bibles quickly to the book of Matthew chapter number 6. Let's start the reading from verse 9. Matthew chapter number 6. Let's start the reading from verse 9. Matthew 6 from verse 9. I pray, I trust God to help me. Please, church, let's be a bit faster. Are you there now? Matthew 6, 9. "After this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So what is God's definition of the kingdom coming? The will of God being established on earth. What will now be the message of the kingdom? It is the message of the establishment of God's governing influence. That is, everything that will be seen in the earth is a product of God's governing influence. Everything that will be seen in the heart is a product of God's governing influence. Said, like after this manner, therefore pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Please pay attention. What you will discover according to the word of the devil in Luke 4 is that the devil will not even allow anybody share his glory or his power until he has discovered that his own kingdom can be established through them. That is, the degree of influence the enemy vests on an individual is also directly proportional to the rate at which they can establish what he wants. Meaning that the devil does not empower laziness. The devil also does not empower unskillfulness. Pay attention. This week there was so much joy, and I use the word joy now, or gladness in Nigerian entertainment industry, because we had some two guys who came home with Grammy. Some sang it, but some did it. You know what I'm saying? Right? They came home with it. But what you will discover is that these guys don't go to the studio and sleep. They work themselves out. On both ends, laziness is not an excuse. Whether on the side of the demonic side or on the side of the divine, laziness will find no place. So, laziness is not an advantage in any area. I don't know anybody who is as foolish as a lazy man, because even the devil won't use him. Are you following what I'm saying now? So, what determines influence with God? Because, listen, anything the devil does, always know it is an imitation of God's mind. For instance, we have God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The imitation of the devil is that the devil himself, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. So he has his own trinity. Are you following what I'm saying now? That's his own trinity. Anything God does, the devil likes to do, alright, a perverted version of it. So, what determines kingdom influence is the degree to which God sees that the kingdom can be quickly established through you. Influence, fame, and impact are not the same. Anybody can be known. So, today now, we are going to cross border. Because the message of the kingdom crossed border beyond the church. Are you following what I'm saying now? That's the part. For you to really understand in-depthly what I'm going to teach, you need to combine with the message I taught yesterday, the making of the king. Alright? They've uploaded already. So you can have serious understanding. That's if you are seriously wanting to go, not just playing church, you know. You are brilliant enough to sit down and then say, all right, I'm going to listen to this and listen to that. Please pay attention to that. Now, I want to show you something about the message of the kingdom. Micah 4. Micah chapter number 4. Start reading from verse... Can we start from verse 2 now or 1? Okay, let's start from verse 1 for the sake of... start from verse 1. Now, please look up, everybody. Church, look up. What is this? But in the last days, the mountain... Okay, so it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains. And it shall be exalted above all hills. So listen, what does the mountain of the house of the Lord, that is the ecclesia, the governing council of the church, not a combination of elders, but a combination of mindset that has been influenced by God, will be established above all mountains. What are the all mountains? The seven mountains of influence. Entertainment, sports, education, politics. The mountain of the house of God shall be established above all mountains. Meaning that in the last days, it is important that the church will get out of their seats. Understand that we don't come to know this much only to come back next Sunday again. The church will get out of their seats and then begin to use what they have to influence the seven mountains. Meaning that it is okay to be born again and still be a comedian. Now tell me something. It is okay to be born again and still sing. And hear me, not all the songs will be worship. Some will sing Afrobeat. And yet, it is the influence of the kingdom. You don't get in that. Not all the songs will be cool songs. Some of the songs will be songs that couples can dance to on their wedding day. We don't have to go play Burna Boy when there are Christians burning. Are you following what I'm saying here? We will do it and show them how to do it better. Meaning that God is going to be influencing those gifts with the Holy Ghost. Now hear me. If you could talk, coming into Christ will not put a lock on your lips. It makes you say it the way He wants it said. We'll have Christian TV hosts. So I shared the story of a mentor of mine. And I bless God. This church is blessed with many medical practitioners, and which is very good. So this is what he does. He's a pastor, but he's a doctor in disguise or a pastor in disguise. He's not really a doctor. He's a pastor, but he's still a doctor. So I can talk of many doctors. I know Dr. Var. You know, people come, and when medicine ends, the supernatural takes over. And I just tell the patient, all right, can I just do something quickly? And now he's wondering, what procedure? What are you talking about? And just lay hands on something. So I command you, get out now. So what does he do? People come, young ladies come. All right, in that place, many things happen. You know what I'm saying? They come. I mean, those who enjoyed Valentine, the aftermath. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You don't understand what I'm saying? March. So they go to him, and then they say they want to move. What are you talking about? They want to, and actually, doctor, I want to abort. And he says, okay, oh wow, when do you want it? He will go home with all the conversations, then sit them down, and now begin to renew their minds with the world. And in so doing, he has been able to rescue many babies. And save many young girls from damaging their wombs. Because we have someone who carries the kingdom on that mountain. Please, look up. I saw something in 2020 that opened my eyes to how powerful the kingdom can be. How many of you are aware that the reason why the world can never truly know if COVID was a zoonotic infection, if I can permit me to use that word, and it probably originated from any animal or something, or it was laboratory built, we can never really find out because we don't have core Christians in that core area of science. But a woman came out, Dr. Stella, who began to speak. And began to talk about how hydroxychloroquine has been effective in taking care and managing COVID patients. And how that she has not lost a patient since then managing them. A world that is truly looking for a solution, is that not a blessing? How come the video was shut down in all the world? On YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook. Why? The reason why such video can be brought out is that one man, just one man, one man controls 90% of the media of the world now. One man. And is making serious attempts to buy Twitter. There are many Christians who are app developers. But something tells you that the only app you should develop is Bible apps. Are you following what I'm saying there? I mean, it was all the doctors that came out with her to speak about the incident, their license were revoked. And there was so much threat to shut her down. We have not checked up on her lately, but I noticed that the voice toned down. Why? Because a man who does not carry the kingdom on his inside still occupies that mountain. He's the beast of that mountain. Can I tell you something? The message of prosperity for the church in the last day is a core kingdom message. It doesn't matter how passionate you are, the wisdom of a poor man is not heard. And that's why I said to you, listen, what the devil is doing is that the devil is diverting the wealth of this world away from believers so that they will not be able to make the world better. Many will only wish that the world becomes better. They can't make it better because it takes more than wishful thinking to do it. God is going to be showing many of you the secret of wealth. Okay. Are you following what I'm saying here? The church is going to enter into the season of wealth. But this time around, it will be money with a mission. I was on Instagram and I saw a young man that was sharing the receipt of a food he ate. And the food he ate at that restaurant was about $3,800. In case you don't know what that means, that's about $1.7 million. By the grace of God, you will soon begin to interact with dollars. Amen. Come on now. Say that amen loud and clear. Amen. Many of you will look at your dollar account and okay, this $50,000, just be there. Just be there. Yeah. Till I find something to do. How will they respect us if we still beg them for money? And many of us are overly religious. You say, no, what the church needs now? Don't talk about prosperity. Are you kidding? You can do nothing with all your wishful thinking if you are not blessed. You will preach the sermon. Nobody will listen to you because you don't have money to buy quality gadgets. There was a time I would preach and preach and preach. Hey, we're holding ministers meeting. I will preach overnight to record because we're holding meetings on WhatsApp and have to release a message per day. And after preaching for 2 hours, I'll say, after the message, say, Pastor, I didn't record. Well, we didn't have the gadget, so we have to go to a church that has a mixer, and then we put flash drive there. We just had faith. It was recorded. I mean, most of those messages, I taught them again, but listen, it was with discouragement. It was not as heavy as the first. We will keep losing out on many grounds if we are not blessed. If a music artist can go and eat in a restaurant with $3,800, how much does it take us to buy a land? Our land is just somebody 3 square meals. God, if you are not angry, I don't think anything else can make you angry. That a musician will go to the club and in one night, I went to the beach one time just to relax. And they brought what was it called, the list of the stuff, and I was seeing some drinks. They were seeing 600 something thousand. I got angry and I said, what nonsense is this? I just cautioned myself, I know vex. The reason you are angry because you don't have money. No, it's not my kind of drink. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't be mixing NSC with Five Alive. You know what I'm saying? It's not my drink. But to think of the fact that some churches will labor and raise seed for a whole year before they can even talk about 500,000. And then somebody will come and sit and drink it in 1 minute. Where is the wealth coming from? Why can't the church get it? If you say it is fake, where is your original? Can I tell you something? God wants you to be blessed. If you know it and you can't see it enough, I can't see it enough. If you know it and you can't see it enough, then you should know that since this is God's intention, you just have to know the method. The world, and listen to me, The world, you need to know, the system is trying to shut you out of your prophetic heritage. The world is trying to snip the church of our prosperity heritage. Do you know how many jet footballers have? Cristiano Ronaldo. How many countries does he go to preach in a week? Prosperity is a message of the kingdom. You need to know the level of depravity Christians are going to is an attack. And the reason why that will linger, all right, for two reasons. Number one, most people don't know their divine inheritance. That, listen, God wants you to be blessed. Third John verse 2. God, He wants me, say it again, God wants me to prosper. Say it again, God wants me to prosper. Say it again, God wants me to prosper. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Why are we not having that prosperity? It is when you are willing and obedient that you will eat the good of the land. Some are willing, not obedient. Some are very obedient, but not willing. Their finance is never a concern to take up to God in prayer. Listen to me. Let me say this to you. As much as we say that prosperity does not answer to prayer, I think the balance is it does not answer to just prayer. Prayer can open you up to ideas. Daniel was praying. From the day he went on his knees to cry to God, God already released the answer. But the prince of Persia resisted the answer. So you must understand that the fact that God has answered does not mean there are no confrontations. I want you to know that there is a devil somewhere that does not want money to come to your hands, because he knows what you will do with it. So you have to do more than wishing. You have to desire it. You have to fight for it. You have to cry to God for it. Let me share an example. I'm just going to. Myself and a friend of mine were praying, and we began to talk about the need to pray for God to release all the blessings that He had released that had been hanging. Because there are things that heaven has already allocated, but they are yet to get to your hand. You've been seeing the vision. Why is it not coming? If you will pray enough, it will come to your hand. And then we began to pray. Alright, what happened? I began to receive messages. Please send your account number. I want to send you something for your wedding. Wedding is when? Meaning that all those things were part of our location for the wedding. Okay, do you understand? Let me tell you one of the ways you measure whether you're under attack. Check what comes to you on your greatest days. Your greatest days, like your birthday. Everybody should celebrate you. I mean, around my wedding time, I knew, this one is an attack. I received 1,000 naira a lot like rain. What does that mean? All the people that could have blessed me more, the only way the devil could stop it is to make sure they are not blessed. Why should your helpers be sick when it comes to time to bless you? When should they suddenly now have issues when it comes to time to bless you? Why is it then that their child is now falling sick? Or something they've done before now happens. The house they have now get demolished. The day they promised to send you money. If the devil can't stop you from asking correctly, he can stop those who should give you. let me say something. It might be somewhat controversial, but it is needed. All right? I believe there is a Christian session for Grammy. Right? And we have people like Rick Franklin that occupied this several times. I believe Ty Tribbett also. A few of them have done that several times. Why is Grammy the highest form of award? Am I right? That exists in the entertainment industry. I'm sure it is higher than Academy Award. Most of you don't even know what I'm talking about. I don't know Academy Award. You don't just listen to me. The mountain you don't know, you can't occupy. Many Christians are so dull. The only thing they know is Bible. And even that Bible, they only know John 3:16. They don't know nothing. They are not angry about anything. If I come to church and I'm talking about something that happened within the week, they don't know what we are talking about. I ask many Christians, what do you do with data? They don't know those things. If I ask your pastor, can I know that Susan has opened the award? I mean, I knew that day. You know what I'm saying? Was this South African woman? The woman took it last. Kijo. That woman has been singing since I was a child. You go and look at the music they use for movies like Lion King. Many of those things, these people have been occupying that mountain. They will do some words. The idea is this. If a Christian can be on that mountain with that amount of skillfulness, where they are just doing that chant, you can put tongues there. In a very sweet way. That is still well acceptable. What do we have in church now? It doesn't happen here, thank God. Is that people are trying to bring the kingdom of the devil to church. You are preaching. Somebody is on the guitar. He's ready to give. The pastor doesn't know the reason why something is dragging in his spirit. Now, sometimes, if you are going to be a professional in music, you want to learn how to mix beat. You want to learn, for most times now, particularly percussion. You now want to look at, you want to learn and master. You now have to go and be downloading works of people like Mastercraft. Some of you are still looking at me. Most of you wonder the reason why you listen to Kiss Daniel. You can't just stop singing the song. Somebody sat down and mixed that beat. Put Maggie, Time, Corey, everything inside. They mix it well. What do we do in church? We put nonsense together and say, we'll cover it with your glory, Lord. Those who will check things at that mountain, they are intellectuals. I know music when I hear one. The guys were singing, I had to come out of the office. I said, my God, this looks like a recorded song. It was seamless. You know what I'm saying? When a believer does something, I say, how is it? And you hear me say, glorious. It means it is naked. Just the glory covered it. Have you ever been to church before? You came with so much excitement until the choir starts singing. And you wonder, why can't we stretch ourselves into excellence? Thank God there are some churches in Nigeria now that are doing that. Even when they want to hold people at presidential level, host some dignitaries, they go to call protocols from COSA, occupying a mountain. If you don't learn to do little things in big ways, God can't trust you with influence. Start from where you are. Many people are lazy in their minds. They can't dream bigger. They can't see better. They will not see farther than where they are. I've shared this story before And I bless God. I believe that God has blessed me with a lot of friends in the entertainment industry, you know. And I remember I had the privilege to talk while we had the dinner with Oni Ofife. And I just shared the story of the reason behind the things I'm doing. And if you know anything about me, is that I can sell my market in any minute. All right. I just shared my story passionately as I would. In 2 minutes, I was done sharing my story. And guess what happened? People started coming. Those who were acting movies. I said, can I have your contact? I mean, this thing you have said, we need to put it in a movie script. And these are people that have been watching on screen. We need to do something here. The anointing on you is not just for the microphone. And I bless God for men like T.D. Jakes. Men like T.D. Jakes. Look at this amazing comedian, Trevor Noah. I mean, very smart. I have eyes for smart people. If you have to tell a Christian, what I just say is a joke. Oh. They don't say, hey. I believe one of the height of dullness is that we have to tell you it's sarcasm. I say, yeah, okay. They didn't know. Christianity is not a call to stop your minds from being active. You have to be smart. You have to be intelligent. I love the testimonial about me in school. If Lazarus doesn't pass this course, who will pass it? So being busy as a pastor gives nobody any right to talk me down. Because after all, he's busy. My HOD go angry one day and say, he's busy. He's everywhere. He's missing my class. I'm not saying you should do it. He said, but I can't talk because when he comes, he's going to lead all of you. What a good remark. As a Christian, listen to me. If you are still in school, writing carry over is a wrong way to represent Jesus. The wrong way. And someone needs to tell you. No one needs to tell you. I have to write. We have some members here. We were talking with them. She came out the best graduating from UI in her set. Did master's, the best graduating also. That's what God wants. It is there. One of the most disheartening things that happened on campus was the day a friend of mine just saw his result, and I was angry on his behalf. And I said, this can't be. And he said, Pastor, I know myself. This is my result. They even tried. You will see how we have decided to settle so well around mediocrity. Around mediocrity. Now, I said I was going to say something that is going to be quite controversial, but I will still say it because the body of Christ needs it. My people, it is okay to have a burning passion, to have the energy to pray and all those things. But one of the issues I have with revival movement in Nigeria is lack of excellence. Lack of excellence. If some had added excellence to the depth they have in their music, we will not just have few like Dunso Ekon, Sinatra, and Kode. We'll have much more. Because there are other guys that if they start with God in worship, you'll be left in a place you can't even understand. But the issue is sometimes you can't even know the difference between the cymbal, the hi-hat, the sound. It's okay to sing and pray in tongues in between. But when it comes to musical separation, it has to be done with so much excellence. We go home last week Sunday. I was listening to a new song by Gaze. It's a new song he sang. He sang it on stage. I would have loved them to play that song for you. And I said the agitation of this man is real. It's agitating that the church should not be one-way traffic. gospel song does not stop at worship. I may come with Afro, I may come with a reggae, I may come with high life, and yet I'm still praising God. But we do it excellently. The kind of achievement that Fela Anikulapo Kuti had all over the world. Fela gathered more crowd in his musical, how would I put it now, in his stage performance, more than many crusaders gathered. So he was a crusader of his time. Sometimes we know how to do all those things, but we don't understand how to navigate influence. And God wants the church to get it right in this area for the coming of Jesus. Get tired of just being idle. There are many of you who feel you have a call, but since you can't put it in perspective, you just find a name to put around ministry. Not everybody will be called to ministry. In fact, there are some ministries that ought to be NGOs. But the reason why we don't know how to put that in perspective, because the only thing we know revolves around holding the microphone. I was pained last week when I heard about the Akobo Bridge that was being commissioned for $1 billion, $1.something billion. I mean, we have the social media, the fellow who handles the social media for the governor in this church. All right, we have the number there, the fellow who handles. Okay, blessed. Okay, amen. In this church, and you know, we sat down to talk in my house one time, and I listened to his thought process, and I said to myself, we need more Christians like this. We need more Christians like this. Imagine in a place where in church this morning we have minister for so and so and so. We have them here. And listen, if we don't train them, we won't have them. Because what the church is expecting is that they will come. But what God wants is that they will rise. To pray for ministers and pray for all those things. But God wants them to rise here. Are you following what I'm saying now? God wants them to rise here. I mean, as powerful as Tytribet is in his music, there are some churches that their hearts are not open to receive that kind. Because it is not in that sanctimonious appeal to God. You know, when you approach God, you approach with fear and trembling. What does it mean to jump? And people go to church, they come back more sad. The message of the kingdom in all spheres. Yes, we can have Christian politicians. And yes, a pastor can be a politician. I do tell people, there are many of us who are still quiet. And by the way, I'm not that quiet. If you check my Twitter and I've not posted yet, I use it mostly when there's an issue in the country. I tag them, tag the governor, and tag you. You are not fine, sir. We can't be quiet. It is starting gradually that pastors will lead protest. These answers showed us something. When the church joins, the world will tremble. I believe October 20, 2020 was caused for one reason. The event of that night happened for one reason. That's my most painful night, actually, in my entire life. Because I saw well-meaning people. It could be me that was there that night. Because if I was in Lagos, I was going to be there. I'm very stubborn. Imagine a place whereby that night. Please get me in context. I'm not saying this to discredit anybody. Do you get what I'm saying? Imagine that night. We have people like Pastor W.F. Kumi. We have Pastor here at Deboi. We have Dunseo Yekon. We have Nathan Ebasi, we have Daddy Uma Okpai, all of them sit down there. Wait. then you know what will happen? Those secular musicians, they will actually go and stay behind them. The day I know they respect us was the day thieves came to our house. Pastor Lalu is at the back. He knew that day. If you come to our house that night, that the place we're living there, when you will enter through the kitchen and enter through the door, my room is the first room. So once Steve breaks in, the first room in front of them is my room. But everybody in the house came to my room. Listen, they know what we carry. Their anger towards us is that we are not angry. Is it possible for people like that to be in front that night and they will kill people and carry their body away? How do you want to do it? Darkness always prevails when light steps back. But in our own time, we shall be there. We shall be there. We shall be there. Say it, we will not be quiet for long. Don't let anyone tell you you don't have a voice. You do. These guys, I'm telling you, the reason they are not shivering is because the church is not angry. If the church rises once, they will run. The message of the kingdom. Church is just like a takeoff point. Church is a takeoff point. We come to take the wisdom that God wants us to invade the world, and we take it to the world. Only a madman brings such light when there's sun. There's already so much light here. Shine where there's darkness. How will you shine there if you don't get there? Many of us are too afraid to shine. From now henceforth, you must hate mediocrity with all your life. Fight it with everything within you, in any sphere of life you are operating in. Fight it. Do you get what I'm saying? If you are a fashion designer, don't sew clothes in a way that the owner will say, "What is this?" If you are an artist, alright, you're a creative artist, you draw, a graphics designer, you're a photographer. Go all the way to get it done. If you look at my phone, I have a lot of screenshots of a lot of things that communicates beauty to my mind. It doesn't matter the fire you carry. If you don't communicate beauty to my heart, I can't follow you on social media. I don't follow men because of the fire they carry. But what will seeing what you are doing do to my heart? There are people, if you want to do something creative, just go and give yourself to them. They are nothing will rub off on you. So we have Christians who are doing works that are being rejected 247, and they ask, "What is this?" They will, you get what I'm saying? I'll make shoes, and they say, "What nonsense is this? What are you doing here?" You know what I'm saying? They make suit. I mean, do things in a way that the owner will say, "What?" If you do it well, they want to pay you more. If you do it shabbily, payment looks like robbery. Looks like robbery. And let me say this to you right now. The fact that Nigeria has problems is a proof that there's money everywhere. Economics will show you that where there is need, that's where money exists. Do you get what I'm saying now? Where there is need, that's where money exists. There are many things now you can do as a young man, as a young woman, that you can be raking in millions yet from your comfort zone in your house. But you need the knowledge. If I tell some people that, okay, this weekend, Central Bank revoked the ban on Bitcoin. It was cryptocurrency. What's cryptocurrency again? Are you aware? All right. So you don't have to do P2P. I tell you the truth. The reason why you are having those agitation is because it is in your destiny to do well. You will prosper. Yeah. People of God, please, if you trust God's grace upon my life that there's a measure of anointing here, rise to your feet. I want to bless you. I stretch my hands and I decree towards you, in the name that is above all names, you will prosper. Amen. God will give you the anointing for creativity. Amen. He will introduce you to the angel of wealth. Amen. From today, you have a eye that sees opportunities. Amen. You have a ear that hears right information. Amen. You will do well. In the name of Jesus. Many of you have been doing powerful things, but you are at the verge of giving up. You won't give up. That which you have been doing will expand. It will spread. In the name of Jesus. From today, receive the anointing to make wealth. Receive the grace of creativity. And it is done. In Jesus' powerful name, we have prayed. Now lift your voice and give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. I tell you the truth. I tell you the truth and I lie not. I'm a pastor, but I'm tired of church system. I look back and thank God for church like Winners. Covenant keeps topping NUC list. Powerful. That's showing the government that we can do it. Majority of these people, if they want to do Nigeria for a year, Nigeria will become America. Call their attention to details, their diligence. You know, I look forward to a time that Nigeria will no longer have issues with health because churches have taken over. The best health sectors, industries are in the country. Are you following what I'm saying? The best schools, the best cities will dethrone Banana Island in Ibadan and do powerful things. We'll put houses down like we are planting seed. Bring the best material. Prove it against fire. Speed limit everywhere. CCTV camera everywhere. We don't need Nigerian police. We have our own security arm. Build cities. Our fathers have only started it. We are going there. But in those cities, there will be airport. Please. Enlarge your heart. Can't afford to keep seeing this way. Are you following what I'm saying here? God bless you. Put those hands together and be seated.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.